Test 4. Listening Part 3. Exam Practice. You will hear 5 short extracts in which young people are talking about plants and growing things. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says is the greatest benefit of being involved in growing plants. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at Part 3. Speaker 1.
My school has a vegetable garden, and it's great to get out of the classroom and into an outdoor environment. Despite what some people think, growing plants is cool and fun, especially if you do things your own way, rather than just following traditional advice. What's not to like about transforming tiny seeds into things that look beautiful or taste delicious? I really value witnessing the magic of how things grow from the earth and being in touch with all the seasonal changes and processes of life. That's what I get out of it. Although, I'll admit, you have to be willing to work hard and get your hands dirty.
Speaker 2.
Growing plants is about caring for a living being. Getting involved has actually developed me as a person, taking on the responsibility to make things I've planted survive. Having to water, fertilise and care for plants makes you aware of important personal abilities like self-discipline, doing things even when you don't feel like it, planning and managing your time. I realise those kinds of things will be valuable in my career after leaving school. That's a key reason I'm into it. On the other hand, I do get really frustrated when plants I've grown get attacked by insects. Also, gardening means less time for other things, including just chilling out.
Speaker 3.
I sometimes help my granddad in the garden, as nobody else in the family's very keen. I mainly do it 'cause planting seeds, digging, watering and clearing weeds gets me out of the house and off my computer. I'm far more likely to get fit like that than any other way. I'm not the sporty type. My grandfather's constantly reminding me we can't rush nature, however much we try. I always find that hard to accept. He says I'm too eager to see the outcome of our efforts. Unfortunately, we can assist in little ways, but despite our efforts, it's impossible to speed up the natural process of growth.
Speaker 4.
My parents always talk about how beautiful the natural world is. They get so much joy out of the variety and colour in a garden or anywhere else that things grow. I can't say I've inherited that aspect of their appreciation of plants. I'm more into the scientific side, I'd say. I take pride in having an already quite in-depth knowledge of how plants grow. Their Latin names tell you how closely related different plants are, and eventually I'll have learned all the important species and genus names. Understanding them from a biological perspective is what fascinates me, and how they fit into the whole web of life on this planet.
Speaker 5.
I joined the gardening club for people my age at the local park, thinking it'd be a good break from my studies. Both my parents love painting beautiful flowers and things, but they're happy I've got into growing plants rather than painting them. I find painting stressful. To be honest, gardening's hard work, but I'm certainly getting better at waiting for things instead of expecting things to be instant like they are on your phone. Plants don't just suddenly appear. You have to look after them in the right way. There's an awful lot to know about, so I'm hoping I can stick at it.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker one.
My school has a vegetable garden, and it's great to get out of the classroom and into an outdoor environment. Despite what some people think, growing plants is cool and fun, especially if you do things your own way, rather than just following traditional advice. What's not to like about transforming tiny seeds into things that look beautiful or taste delicious? I really value witnessing the magic of how things grow from the earth and being in touch with all the seasonal changes and processes of life. That's what I get out of it. Although, I'll admit, you have to be willing to work hard and get your hands dirty.
Speaker 2.
Growing plants is about caring for a living being. Getting involved has actually developed me as a person, taking on the responsibility to make things I've planted survive. Having to water, fertilise and care for plants makes you aware of important personal abilities like self-discipline, doing things even when you don't feel like it, planning and managing your time. I realise those kinds of things will be valuable in my career after leaving school. That's a key reason I'm into it. On the other hand, I do get really frustrated when plants I've grown get attacked by insects. Also, gardening means less time for other things, including just chilling out.
Speaker 3.
I sometimes help my granddad in the garden, as nobody else in the family's very keen. I mainly do it 'cause planting seeds, digging, watering and clearing weeds gets me out of the house and off my computer. I'm far more likely to get fit like that than any other way. I'm not the sporty type. My grandfather's constantly reminding me we can't rush nature, however much we try. I always find that hard to accept. He says I'm too eager to see the outcome of our efforts. Unfortunately, we can assist in little ways, but despite our efforts, it's impossible to speed up the natural process of growth.
Speaker 4.
My parents always talk about how beautiful the natural world is. They get so much joy out of the variety and colour in a garden or anywhere else that things grow. I can't say I've inherited that aspect of their appreciation of plants. I'm more into the scientific side, I'd say. I take pride in having an already quite in-depth knowledge of how plants grow. Their Latin names tell you how closely related different plants are, and eventually I'll have learned all the important species and genus names. Understanding them from a biological perspective is what fascinates me, and how they fit into the whole web of life on this planet.
Speaker 5.
I joined the gardening club for people my age at the local park, thinking it'd be a good break from my studies. Both my parents love painting beautiful flowers and things, but they're happy I've got into growing plants rather than painting them. I find painting stressful. To be honest, gardening's hard work, but I'm certainly getting better at waiting for things instead of expecting things to be instant like they are on your phone. Plants don't just suddenly appear. You have to look after them in the right way. There's an awful lot to know about, so I'm hoping I can stick at it.
That's the end of part three.